It's time to unleash your inner cowboy with the Earn Your Spurs podcast. Now, here's your host, Alyssa Barnes.
Hello, and welcome to episode 41 of the Earn Your Spurs podcast. I'm your host, Alyssa Barnes. This episode is going to be a little different than what you're used to because this is a really special week for Earn Your Spurs, and we are holding the Cowboy Champion Summit this week. So if you haven't heard about it, basically the summit consists of six different speakers, three horsemen, three rodeo athletes, and they're all talking about things you can do to build your confidence to perform better in and out of the arena. As this episode goes live, we will have just had our live kickoff session the night before with Kayla Mussel. So that means there's five more sessions to go, starting with Van Hargis, Allison Trimble, Wiley Peterson, Barbara Schulte, and Josh Peek. So if you're just hearing about this for the first time, or maybe you aren't really sure what the Cowboy Champion Summit is all about, I wanted to do a little preview for you guys in this week's episode. So I'm going to play a few different short little clips of some of our conversations. And if you like what you hear, you can go to cowboysummit.com and register to check out the rest of the Cowboy Champion Summit that will be going through June 6th. You can get registered for that for free and check out the remaining sessions. If you happen to be listening to this in the future after the summit has ended, you can still get access to those recordings by going to cowboysummit.com and purchasing them. So this first clip I'm going to play for you is Van Hargis, horseman and clinician Van Hargis. He does clinics all over the country, and he's really well-versed in many different disciplines. Ranch horse versatility is kind of his main forte, but he's got a really unique approach to teaching, and I love the way he tells a story. So here's the clip with Van Hargis.
And Alyssa, that taught me one of the best lessons in life is that rather than staring at the big problem and being concerned about all the things that we don't think that we can achieve and don't think that we can do, think about and focus on the things that we know that we can do. Focus on the addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division. Focus on what we can get our horses to do and what our horses' skills are. And if we focus on those and enhance those, then eventually we can chip away at those bigger problems. And before you know it, that big problem just absolutely disappears. That's the lesson I want people to learn with their horses, is that whenever we run across a problem, don't be embarrassed to break that thing down to little bitty bite-sized pieces, like you said earlier. And let's eat that elephant one bite at a time, instead of focusing on this big giant elephant.
So next up, we have rodeo cowboy Josh Peek. He's been to the NFR in both the tie-down roping and the steer wrestling, which is really unique for a professional rodeo cowboy because normally they tend to focus on one event. It just makes things a lot easier. So that in and of itself gives you some insight into the type of person that Josh is, the type of drive that he has. And in Josh's session, we talk about kind of the main key things that have helped him be successful in his rodeo career. So here's a short clip with Josh Peek.
You know, the secret to success, that was a good advocate for me. I think putting something out there into the universe and saying that I am going to go be a world champion, I'm going to go succeed. I believe it, I see it, I visualize it. Now let's go make it an outcome. I've really done that, you know, and then it's up to God. At that particular point, to win a world title or to be a LeBron James or a Trevor Brazil, it's up to God. You know, you could be the best at who you are, and I am the best at who I am, and I love exactly the opportunities God has given me. If a world title is in my future, God's going to provide that. But he's not going to give it to me. I've got to go do the work. And so that's where those books came into play. Having the right mentors around me came into play. I'd say those are probably the two biggest keys. And I never wanted to quit. I never gave up on a dream.
Next up is Allison Trimble from Willfully Guided Horsemanship. Allison is somebody who has had a really successful career in the reining cowhorse world, training horses and competing. And at one time in her business, she was up to like something like 60 head of horses in her barn. But over the last couple of years, some things have shifted in her life. She is a new mom, just had a baby a couple of weeks ago. And she's kind of had to take a little bit of a step back from that intensity that she was once at in her career. So we talk about a lot of different things in this episode, but one of the main points is sort of that pursuit of the horse life balance, because I know we get busy in our careers, we get busy with our families, we get busy with life, and sometimes we don't get to spend the amount of time with our horses and doing those things that we would really like to. So Allison and I talk a little bit about that in this particular session. Here's the clip with Allison Trimble. Can you talk just a little bit about what willfully guided means and sort of what your philosophy is when it comes to training horses and also people?
My idea is that I want, you know, willfully means with purpose or intent. And so I always really like that, because the idea is that you're wanting to perform with a horse that looks like it enjoys and understands its job. So for me, that's something that I wanted, and guided is obviously steered or, you know, handled. So, you know, my idea was that I wanted to help create both horses and riders that had an understanding of what they were doing and everything went smoothly, like everything looked willing. So that was kind of where that started. Really, horses have a certain set of behaviors that are always true. And if you understand those, that makes horse training for horse showing much easier, right? So, and it makes everything safer. It makes you able to read the horse and know what's going on. What I see people doing is teaching a lot of like equitation, or this is what you do with a horse, and not really teaching people the why of why this works with a horse, why this works with all horses.
The final clip I have to play for you today is from our friend Wiley Peterson, the bull rider coach and former PBR bull rider. If you happen to be a fan of the podcast, you probably heard his episode. Oh gosh, it was probably last fall, one of the first 10 episodes I did. So if you're interested in learning about Wiley and his career, I would highly recommend you check that episode of the podcast out. In this session for Cowboy Champion Summit, Wiley and I talk about really how to think like a champion, the importance of developing a certain mindset that will benefit you in competition. I mean, it will really benefit you no matter what you're doing, but it's extremely important if you're competing, especially if you're doing something dangerous like bull riding. So we talk about what mindfulness means, about the importance of being in the moment, and a little bit about kind of what Wiley did when he was getting ready to compete at a PBR event. And I just want to say that, you know, what Wiley has to share is really helpful, beneficial information no matter what you do. I mean, I know probably most of you aren't riding bulls, but if you're riding horses, whether it's in competition or not, this is really valuable stuff to learn. So here's the clip with Wiley.
What gets a lot of athletes bucked off, or you know, they fail, or they miss opportunities. I can't count how many short rounds that I bucked off because of that fact that I was thinking about things that I really had no control over, or that really didn't matter. If I would have just focused on the current situation, I would have done so much better. And have a trigger word that helps you get back to, okay, this is not as bad as I think it is. You know, I can do this. You know, and the last bull riding clinic I did, I was talking to one of the kids that was there, and he's kind of climbing the ranks in the PRCA pretty well, and he's doing well. And so I asked him to share a little bit with the other students what his mindset was in the shoot. And he gets in that shoot when he starts feeling like he's getting nervous and kind of getting shaky. He says, kill lions. And that's his trigger word to, okay, focus here. I'm going to go at this. I'm not going to be afraid, you know, and that's kind of like his motivation.
So that's it for the clips I have to share with you today. Just wanted to give you a sampling of a few of the speakers who are involved in Cowboy Champion Summit so you could decide whether maybe it might be something that you want to check out. Each session is live for 48 hours. So if you missed Kayla's session last night, you can still check out the recording and the additional 5 sessions. So you won't miss anything, even if you haven't yet registered. If you do miss the summit, you have the opportunity to purchase the video and audio recordings to listen to whenever you want. If you do compete, I think it's kind of a cool idea to be able to download those audio recordings and maybe listen to them in your truck on the way to your event. That's what I would have done back when I was really competing a lot, and probably what I will do again once I get back into it. So go to cowboysummit.com if you want to register for the free event and check out those sessions in their entirety. I so appreciate you checking out episode 41 of the Earn Your Spurs podcast. I am so grateful for you and glad that you're here. Have a fabulous day, and I will see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Earn Your Spurs podcast. Until next time, happy trails and spur on.